You're listening to Mentoring Developers, episode 19.
Welcome to Mentoring Developers, the podcast for new and aspiring software developers, where we discuss your struggles, anxieties, and career choices. And now, here's your host, Arsalan Ahmed.
Hi there, dear listeners. I'm your host, Arsalan, and I'm really glad you could join me in episode 19. This episode will be different from the first 18 episodes, and we will look back at the way the podcast has gone in 2015 and where it's going in 2016. If you listened to the podcast in 2015, you would have noticed a variety of topics, different guests, and in-depth interviews. We want to get to the bottom of what makes someone tick. What's special about our guests? How did they get started? What difficulties they faced, especially if they had difficulties adjusting to new environments, if they had a unique background. In some cases, they were women. In some cases, they were racial minorities and other different types of people. And the hope was to inspire you to become really good developers. And if you're not a developer yet, you should be. If you are persistent, if you really want it, regardless of your background, you can do it. That's the message I want to put out. And in 2015, we talked to people from all different backgrounds, from people that were really good .NET developers, from people that were Ruby developers, and people who were doing some management work. And we interviewed people that started companies. We interviewed entrepreneurs, and we covered a lot of ground. The download numbers grew month to month, more and more and more downloads every month. So I know that I'm able to reach a lot of people, and the content is resonating with the audience, which is fantastic. So now what's going to happen in 2016? We're going to do things a little bit differently. We're going to do what I always plan to do, which was to include a lot of panel discussions. It's great to be able to talk to a person, get into the bottom of their brain and get their, you know, get their unique story out and talk about their ideas on how to improve software development. But if multiple people with different backgrounds, different experience levels, and different strengths and weaknesses, frankly, when they talk to each other, then I think we're going to have something beautiful. We're going to have discussions, open discussions, new ideas, and hopefully we'll improve the situation of the industry, you know, your working situation. I want to make sure that we are able to ensure an environment where everybody can succeed, not just the few. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. We need to understand each other better in order to create better professional environments for everyone. And it always starts with open and honest discussions. I'm excited about these discussions. I'm really excited about these discussions. And I'm sure many of you are as well. And if you like them, let me know. If you hate them, let me know. Let me know what you think. Email me at us@mentoringdevelopers.com or tweet at me at mentoringdevs or leave a comment on the blog post itself. Just go out there and let us know what you think, because that helps a lot, because we really need to know how we're doing. You can also leave a review on iTunes. Doesn't hurt. Remember, this is a safe place for everyone. Say what's on your mind. Say whatever you want to say, and we're not going to judge you. So in this episode, I wanted to give you a taste of what it's like to be a guest on Mentoring Developers. It's a lot of fun. We start with a pre-interview where I ask the guests some questions and give them the opportunity to ask me questions, because, you know, a lot of times they don't really know me that well. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But they might have questions about what the, you know, purpose behind all this is. Before that, I give them a list of questions that I generally ask, so they have a pretty good idea what I'm going to talk about, but they might still have some questions. I just like to calm some nerves and you know, ease into the interview and don't just jump in and hope that everything works. Well, that's my strategy. In some cases, I interview people that are famous, that are well-known, they have a Twitter following, they go around the country, go around the world frankly, and give talks. In some other cases, they're unknown. And I want to interview both people because we can't just listen to the famous people, the people that already have a following. We pretty much know what they think because they're vocal and they're out there. But there are a lot of people who are, some people call them the dark matter developers. I think Scott Hanselman coined that term. It's a world which the rest of us are not familiar with. What's going on in the mind of people that are anonymous for the most part, but they're doing good work? So I try to alternate between people that are well-known and people that are not so well-known. And sometimes it's not an exact science and who gets, you know, into which episode. But Sarah May is definitely well-known. She is very famous in the Ruby community. She organizes two large Ruby conferences. She's also a proponent of gender equality and harassment awareness and pair programming. And she's just so much to talk about. And it was so fascinating to talk to her about it. So I had her on twice, and you will hear those interviews hopefully in February in 2016. So I'm going to call February a Sarah May month because she's such a strong personality. And I want to pay attention to those interviews and really dig into them and listen to them. But I wanted to show you or let you experience what it was like to do the pre-interview with Sarah. So this wasn't planned, but I think it's a good idea for you to listen and see how we go about, you know, exchanging pleasantries and we talk about the interview, how it's going to go. And hopefully that will inspire a lot of you out there who might be a little bit shy about being, you know, a guest in a podcast. You might be encouraged. You know, it's not so hard. This is a safe place. You can say what you want, and we want to hear from you because I know you have opinions, and we need to hear all different kinds of opinions. Not the same opinion repeated over and over. Not the guy who is the loudmouth, who can speak the loudest, and who has the most confidence within himself or herself. We want to bring out the women, bring out the minorities, bring out people from different backgrounds, and of course, the rockstar developers that are welcome as well, rockstar in quotes. So I want you to listen to that. But before you listen to the pre-interview with Sarah May, I want to play an audio from a YouTube appreciation video that a guy in the UK made for me. And he entitled this video, "Thank You, Arslan." So I really want to thank Michael Thomas for this really, you know, touching video that he made. So thanks a lot, Michael. Thank you so much for taking the time out and making this video for me. And I encourage other people, they don't have to make a video on YouTube for me, but you know, you can send me your emails. You can just let me know how you think. If it's affecting you, if it's not affecting you, if you think this is not useful for you, let me know. Take it away, Mike.
Hey, Arslan, I wanted to shoot you this video. My name is Mike Thomas. I'm from the UK. I came across your podcast a couple of weeks ago, and I love these interviews. I've been steadily working my way through each interview, and there's a lack of your podcast. I've not come across one like it. A lot of the others, well, not a lot, nearly all of the others focus on the technology. A lot of the iOS podcasts focus on the hardware itself. And I'm a web developer moving into iOS development. And I'm taking a risk right now, but it's a calculated risk because I don't have any children. I've moved back in with my parents. I work as a freelance web developer, and I enjoy the freedom of being able to work from anywhere. So if I do move into iOS development, I want people to take me out on a subcontract. How do you negotiate those contracts? A lot of these junior iOS developer positions, the salary isn't very exciting, but I accept that as a junior, you start down here and you work your way up. How do you open a dialogue? How do you open a dialogue with the employer around how long you're going to remain at a certain salary? You know, That is a grey area for me. I struggled upon how much to focus on web development because I want to break into the iOS field, but I want to remain clued up on JSON and accessing APIs. I don't want to go into game development and software development per se. I want to remain on the... I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but I think you probably get the picture. I want to build apps. Yes, I'm learning object-oriented programming, but I want to leverage some of my JavaScript skills. So if you had the opportunity to have a developer on your show who is an iOS developer or a mobile developer, and they're on the JSON API web development fringe, if that makes any sense whatsoever, then wow, that would really light my fire. I really love the questions that you ask. You're a very likable guy. I don't know if you knew that. I'm warming to your mannerisms, your flow, your vibe. It's very much appreciated. And I had to let you know. Keep doing it. Can't wait to see where this goes. And this is Mike Thomas signing off. Take it easy, whatever you're up to right now. I'll leave it there. Take care, Arslan. Peace.
All right, now it's time for my pre-interview with Sarah May. Enjoy. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. Well, I'm so excited.
I am excited. I was losing hope.
Yeah, I met a new client, so I had to go find one of their phone rooms. But I think we should be good in here. Should be quiet, hopefully.
Excellent. I'll try not to take too much of your time, but there's just so many things when I did some research on you, I knew a little bit about you, to be honest. I didn't know everything because I'm not really plugged into the Ruby community, but I was really fascinated. The reason that I am really interested in talking to you is because you talk about things, women's issues and harassment issues that I don't find people talking about. I know that it exists and I know that it's a real problem, and I want to highlight that. That's the primary motive for me to talk to you, but I know that you're doing amazing things, and I was just thinking if you had the availability, we could do two maybe 45 minute interviews at your convenience, so talk about maybe the women's issues, harassment issues, conference issues, things like that this time.
Mm-hmm.
And some of your beginning stories, so how you got started, and take some other topics, some other, you know, you did pair programming and you teach that. I mean, there's so much that our audience can learn from you. So I just thought that if you had the ability, we could do it. It could be, you know, a few weeks apart. It doesn't have to be back to back, but instead of taking
a
lot of your time.
I would love to. I mean, I could do it now or I could do it later. It depends, you know, it's up to you. I actually have a fairly... I thought I had to pick my kids up this afternoon, but it turns out that I don't.
Okay.
So I thought I was going to have a hard stop at 5. But I'm totally happy to schedule. So I can say later than that if you want, but I'm also totally happy to schedule another time if you'd rather. Because I know it's probably much, you're on the East Coast, right? Or
I am, yeah.
Yeah, so it's much later for you. So I want to be sensitive to that too.
No. I think that what we'll do is what I generally have done is, in the past, is I mean to only restrict the interview to 45-50 minutes, but I just can't do it, and we end up talking a long time, and in some cases it just goes so long, then I just break it into two. But I think in this case what we'll do is we'll try to record it in one session, but we will open and close it as if they're separate sessions, so that we don't have to.
Sounds good.
Okay. Okay, great. Did you get a chance to to read some of the questions?
Yeah, I did. Let me bring them up. They all sound, there's no red flags there, nothing that I don't want to talk about. So, yeah, anything in there is fine.
Can I ask you if you are using earbuds or headset or any other microphone that's maybe not the built-in microphone?
I am using, well, in theory, I am using my my headset or my earbuds, which have a microphone in them. It's possible that Skype hasn't picked up that fact. Sometimes it doesn't. Let me check here. Is the sound quality not very good?
There is some static, but it's not much. It's not. I can definitely work with it, but that's a standard question I generally ask people.
Sure. Let me just check to make sure that Skype has picked up that I am using, because I'm hearing you in my headphones, so that suggests that maybe it knows about that stuff and is using the right mic. But let me make sure. Microphone. It says it's using the external microphone, which I think means the headphone one.
Yeah, so I think we're fine.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I am going to give you an indication that I've started recording, and then we'll start. Generally, what I do is I'm going to do a very brief introduction. Then I'm going to ask you to talk about yourself and describe yourself. That's the kind of question I ask. And generally, the idea is that we know what you have done, but how do you see yourself? And that can also help us learn about, you know, your personality. Mm-hmm. You can answer it any way you want.
Okay. Are you able to edit this later if there's... Mm-hmm. Like awkward pauses and things.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I do my own editing, so my it's a little bit limiting because of the time factor. But generally speaking, yeah. I spend as much time as I can before I have to stop. Generally, if you have something that you think I'll take this out, I'll try to accommodate that. If there are awkward pauses, I definitely get them out.
Okay.
don't worry. I think I'll be the awkward one, so I think you're fine.
No worries. Yeah, that's what happens when you get a bunch of programmers in a room, right? Lots of weird awkwardness. Yeah.
So that was my pre-interview with Sarah May. And now you know what it's like to be a guest on Mentoring Developers. So come on, let me know if you want to be in the show and I'll try to slot you in. Hey, I just wanted to give you a quick reminder that I'm giving away a $64 screencast bundle, which is JavaScript Fundamentals. It's by WatchMeCode.net, which is run by Derek Bailey. Derek Bailey was on episode 3 if you want to check him out. This is going to be fantastic. As I talked about earlier, it's going to have information, deep information about JavaScript, the context and prototypes and a whole bunch of stuff. So if you want a shot at getting that bundle, go ahead and send me your comments, your questions, your suggestions at mentoringdevs on Twitter, or email us at mentoringdevelopers.com, or you can also write your comment right on the blog post. Okay, I'm waiting for it.
For show notes and transcripts, visit us at mentoringdevelopers.com.